Now, let's go to another strand of this debate. The Ram Raiders, who have been let go by police in the past in terms of pursuits, police pursuits, they may now be chased by police with a change being signalled to the fleeing driver policy. Andrew Costa has announced a policy changed. He says that the changes 2 years back had seen an increase in drivers fleeing and a decrease in the number of offenders identified. I spoke to him a little earlier this morning about this change.
Look, I'm not going to go into the fine detail because it's very important that as we roll this out, we have the right training and other protections in place before we see a change in officer practice. But at a high level, what we're talking about is clarifying the circumstances where the risk of harm from further offending may justify a pursuit.
So are you going to be more aggressive or more passive with the pursuits policy? You can surely answer that. I'm not expecting all the detail, but just give us an idea of the thrust that you're taking here.
Yes, so what we're talking about is moving the pendulum slightly back towards permission to consider pursuit where there is a high risk of harm from further serious offending. So that's the direction that we are moving in, but we are very mindful that on the other side of this, there's the risk to the public from police being behind a fleeing driver. And whilst we must be clear, the responsibility always sits with the fleeing driver, we have to strike this balance with our policy.
Sure, but you're going to pursue more often. Why?
We have seen an increase since the change in policy in the number of drivers fleeing, which we need to be clear carries a risk whether or not police are pursuing or not. And we have seen a reduction in the proportion of offenders who are being identified. And, you know, the complex part of this is that, of course, offenders adapt their behaviour in response to police settings. And so, you know, we have to, in a constant fashion, monitor what's happening in terms of offending in response to the way police is operating.
Yeah, so more people are fleeing because they know that police are unlikely to pursue, or less likely. But your data does also show, doesn't it, that fewer people are being killed during fleeing driver events, right?
Yeah, we've certainly seen a reduction from the longer run average when we go further back. But we also see that a lot of the gains and improvement to safety had actually been made as a result of operational changes prior to the adjustment of the pursuit policy. So we believe there is a...
What changed there?
In terms of... a whole range of things. It was really around the discretion being exercised or the judgment being applied.
Yeah, but your own statement, Commissioner, says our data shows a decrease in the number of people killed during fleeing driver events. Now, if you're going to swing the pendulum back, in your words, towards a more aggressive policy, aren't you putting life second?
Look, not at all, because I think what we can see from serious offending is that it can threaten lives. This is not a kind of a free good on either side of the equation. There's an immediate risk when drivers flee, but there's also a risk to safety when offenders are at large in the community. When offenders feel emboldened because they believe that they will be able to get away with offending. So there's just no one right or perfect solution here. We are not talking about a significant change. It will be a reasonably subtle change, but I believe that it is about where the sweet spot sits, but we will have to monitor it on an ongoing basis because offender...
Well, we have been for years, haven't we, on this. Can you give... and I appreciate you're not going to give us all the details, and we're not asking for that, but can you give us an example, perhaps, of the kind of situation in which police wouldn't pursue that they may now pursue under this new policy?
I'm reluctant to get into specifics because I'm not a prescription for the front line right now until we have developed scenarios and deployed training, and it will occur in the new year. But let's take the example of Ram Raid offending. high risk, high harm, and, you know, frequently is repetitive. So, you know, offenders won't just do one ram raid in a night, they'll do three. You know, so that's an area where you kind of think, okay, well, what should the police response to that be?
And are you saying that will, at the moment, that they wouldn't always chase someone who'd been involved in ram raids, and they may from now? Is that you're offering up that as a change?
That's quite possibly the case, and you can't just define it in simple terms either, because the reality is, you know, it will turn around. Do we know who the offenders are? What lines of inquiry do we have? What do we know about the nature of the offending that they've undertaken? You know, are they young people? How does that factor into our decision making? So this is complex. What I'm saying is I generally have quite a lot of confidence in the decision making of our front line overseen by our communication centre staff. We need to make sure our framework is right for them to operate within. And I think we're seeing some opportunities to clarify and improve that framework.
That is Andrew Costa, who is saying that the pendulum is going to swing back effectively and that they are going to be a little more aggressive in their police pursuits policy.